Welcome to the Esri and the Science of Wear podcast. What if you could see problems and opportunities in advance, like a bridge about to fail, or a supply chain bottleneck, or a new market with great growth potential? At Fast Company's Innovation Festival, Esri CMO Mariana Cantor demonstrates how adding geography to AI-infused digital twins turns simulations into business advantages. Fast Company's Ben Baer hosts.
Thanks again for joining us in partnership with Esri. We're going to talk today about sort of innovation in a little bit of a different way, which is innovation that's helping us, you know, solve some challenges when it comes to investing resources, especially when it's for capital-intensive businesses, but also for those companies that are trying to plan ahead and not make the wrong bets about things, but also trying to see the opportunities. And so one of those things that the technologies and the innovations that help is helping us with is something called digital twins. And the technology is not new, but its application is developing as more technologies get layered in as part of it. And with me to talk about it is Mariana Cantor, the CMO of Esri, a company that specializes in geographic information systems, or GIS for short, to apply what they call the science of wear to help all types of businesses strategically plan ahead. It's an oversimplification. Mariana will share a little bit more about what Esri is. But Mariana, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Ben, and good morning, everybody. Good to be here. Speaking of taking notes at the event, I was here for the other couple of days, and one of the things that stood out for me was Brené Brown. If you have been in her session, she mentioned that 90% of AI investments, and I think every session here during the last 3 days has mentioned AI as one of the, you know, one of the things in its title. And for good reason. She mentioned that AI investments, 90% of them, have not delivered on a return yet for companies. And you wonder why. Why is that? Because it's a very promising technology. And my argument here is that because it does not have a basis or a grounding in the business or the operations that you're trying to optimize with AI or predict with AI and so on. And that's where the digital twin, in my mind, comes in. A digital twin is a digital representation of your business, of your operations. It's the thing itself, whether it's a car, a building, a person, a customer, it's their behavior, right? What are they doing? It's the context within which they're operating, and AI comes in, it animates that digital twin. Anyway, I'll stop here so you
can. Well, I mean, so is that where the evolution's happened, is sort of the layering on of AI and other technologies, because the modeling piece of it has been there for a while, but now it's moving forward because of some of these other supporting technologies, right?
Yeah, exactly right. When we think of, is it new, is it been around? The reality is it's a convergence of many technologies. So BIM, or building information models, have been around for a long time. They model or digitally represent in 3D a building. CAD, or computer-aided design, has been around for 20 plus years, and that is a model of an aircraft, a car, a whatever, you know, product that the manufacturer is building. And those have been around for a long time. But then what happened in, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, technology called information of things, IoT, came around. And so we've had sensors that have been put on everything, including our own devices and people, and satellite streaming data and drones streaming data. And all of that data began to come in to provide a behavioral context to the thing. And then, of course, there is a geographic context, and that's where Esri comes in, geographic information systems. We provide that geographic context for the things that are behaving in a certain way, cars, traffic, weather, that sort of thing. And then AI layered onto that, and that is what animates the digital twin, because AI now can consume all that massive amounts of data, simulate and produce its own synthetic data, and create really incredible knowledge, I guess. Another thing, I want to quote my boss, Jack Dangerman, who founded Esri, $2 billion technology company that is private. That's why probably most of you haven't heard of it. It's in Southern California. And one of his favorite quotes is, understanding precedes action. And I want to say that, take it a little further and say, knowledge precedes action. And digital twins, in my mind, is what ultimately provides us deep knowledge of our world.
So the question of why. So why would a company want to sort of be building a digital twin right now?
A good example of a really mature digital twin is Virtual Singapore. Singapore has built a fully mature digital twin. It's the size of New York with all its boroughs. It's 6 million people. The entire city, nation state is completely represented in a 3D model. And everything that a city does, planning, disaster protection response, risk mitigation, in various partnerships with businesses that they have, everything that a city policy making does, they do through this digital twin. And so that provides them essentially faster, more optimal, cheaper way of operating and provides a more delightful experience for their citizens. So when people ask me, like, what can digital twin do? Everything you're doing, a digital twin can help you do faster, cheaper, and better. New York, by the way, is also, it's not a fully mature digital twin, but it has components. The New York, which is 8.5 million people, it has digital twins of various functions, like their sanitation department, their public safety, their utilities and infrastructure, their buildings are all modeled. So they have full visibility, like an operating system of the city, but they haven't federated it across the different departments. That's why they're not quite the full mature digital twin, but they're going there.
And so this allows companies and organizations and cities to run scenarios, basically, right? To sort of run planning rather than saying, well, what would we do if we decided to say, all right, increase sanitation pickups by one additional day, rather than just doing it and seeing how it works. A digital twin basically allows you to run that scenario without even having to spend the money necessarily to do that.
It's exactly right. It's a tool that helps optimize these resource deployments through these scenarios and simulations. But eventually, I think we're going to get to where, with AI, where these digital twins are going to be largely autonomous, where dispatching whatever field workers or preventative maintenance or whatever it is that you need to do as an organization or optimize your supply chain distributions is going to be autonomously done by the digital twin.
And so I imagine then there's a speed component of this, right? Because now everything is happening faster. And is that what we're seeing and why digital twins are starting to really truly expand is because the ability to model things, do scenarios faster, but also deliver services faster based on the results? Is that sort of the future that we're looking at?
Yeah, that's the promise for sure. San Francisco Airport has a very actually impressive digital twin. They modeled like 400 miles of their subterranean utilities, all their terminals, the planes they keep track of. They provide ability to wayfind through their 15,000 spaces. They're also developing new infrastructure in the airport. So that, while they're disrupting, they're providing better user experience by faster throughput. The experience itself is more delightful and more pleasant for users, but also making multi-billion dollar investments to improve the airport are also speeding up versus the way that the big dig in Boston was done. I'm from Boston, so
that you
like
hear
several decades.
Yeah, when you hear the price tags of things that are infrastructure projects, and they usually end with a billion word, right? And so things like digital twins, I imagine, helps the airport say, okay, we want to add this, experience, this service, this, what do we do? New terminal. What if we move the parking to here?
Exactly.
What does that look like? Typically, you would say you'd spend probably months, if not maybe a year, to try to study to do that.
Yeah.
Is the time to run those scenarios, is that shortening significantly?
Absolutely. I mean, efficiency is probably the biggest gain. Also, customer experience is another area that is very much top of mind for our customers.
Yeah. So modeling things like whether it's an in-store change or where to locate your store.
Correct.
You can model these things if there's a digital twin of, let's say, a city or a place to allow you to say, all right, what could this look like and should I do it versus just, let's say, someone from real estate saying, this is a great opportunity and the foot traffic is going to be great.
Yeah.
Now, is the question that people should start asking is to say, well, can you run a digital twin to show me whether this is possible or not?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there's maybe a question before you guys go for the big capital expenditure from your CFO is to maybe start asking for digital twins as part of this. So taking a step back a little bit, so is... We've heard a lot also about the metaverse and things. There's things like, obviously, in entertainment, like the Matrix. What is a digital twin versus those types of things that we've heard about that are also out there that sort of sound like this?
Yeah, interesting question. So I'm a big fan of the Matrix. I know I may be dating myself, but... And I was wondering, like, how is this different, the world we live in? How is it different than the Matrix? And I think it's different in that in the Matrix, the... physical world, or the humans, the slaves, essentially, were in service of the digital world. I think that in our universe, the digital world or the digital twin is in service of the human. So that's how I made myself feel better, at least. But as far as the omniverse, your other part of the question, the omniverse, I think, is they'll converge, the digital twin, the omniverse. But the omniverse today is about experience. I think it's a virtual experience, and that predominates. It's not based on any, it's not grounded on physical reality necessarily. And in the digital twin, it's a business tool. It's a business technology, and it's very much grounded in the physical reality. And it has to be the authoritative source of the operations, the operating picture that is going to help you optimize your business.
So as you look out towards the future in this space, say future like next 12 to 18 months, what do you see as the future and what are you excited about most?
AI is very exciting. I think we all can attest to that. But what I think excites me is the idea of having a planetary digital twin. And there are universities and institutions working on parts of it, but being able to model the entire planet, I think, is exciting because it can help us, you know, in many ways. It can help have transparent government, if that's possible. It could help us with managing pandemics. It can help us manage the climate change much better. And so many other things like renewable energy, food, like crops, agriculture, every industry can benefit from having a really high fidelity digital twin of the planet.
Yeah, I mean, you pick some easy topics to try to tackle right there. But so what are the hurdles that, or the challenges still sort of getting to that point where that will become the norm? Are there things still that needed to be developed to get to there?
Yeah, the biggest thing I would say is that no one company, no matter what they say, sells a digital twin. It is still up to the organization itself to bring in all the necessary components, develop its own strategy, to have a data strategy, which is paramount for this, to develop a digital twin. So it's not something you can buy and install. It's something that your leadership team in the company has to believe in and fund and support for it to be a reality. So I think that's probably the biggest obstacle that I see. It's not technical.
Yeah, so for the executives in the audience that aren't CTOs, I mean, what are the things that they should ask or say and support when they go talk to their CEO or their CFO or their board about saying, hey, we want to integrate this in? What's the sort of the key step to take that you hear from the clients that you work with?
Yeah, executive leadership, always executive leadership. It's like you have to get some executive to sponsor this. But I think it depends on the industry too. Different industries have a much more clear and natural path towards digital twins, like utilities, like energy companies, like architecture and construction companies, like cities that have physical, if you operate a large physical infrastructure, that's a much more natural place to want a digital twin.
So let me flip the question on you. Is like, how is Esri using digital twins itself for the work that you guys do? Is there anything sort of exciting that you guys have used, not only for yourselves, but for clients?
Yeah. Well, Esri provides CAD, BIM, if you're familiar with these technologies. The behavior is IoT, all the data coming in about its behavior. The context is Esri, and we provide this geospatial geographic context with lots and lots of data and tools, analytics and visualization tools, and AI is the animation of it. So in our case, we're a tech company, so our physical infrastructure, our facilities, and we have modeled those. We have indoor modeling capabilities, and we use those ourselves. But our clients are, you know, large utilities, pretty much all large utilities, all energy companies, large states and cities. They're the biggest consumers of our tech.
That's good. Well, this has been a really good conversation. Mariana Cantor, thanks for sharing your opinions with us.
Thank you for joining us.
Enjoy festival, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Esri and the Science of Our podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with a colleague.